Greetings and welcome to episode 35. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am an award-winning educator, motivational speaker, 5 times Amazon best-selling author, magazine contributor, and coach. In addition, I am the president, CEO, and founder of my own educational consulting company, Dr. Essie Speaks LLC. I assist you in elevating your leadership skills so that you can turn your challenges into opportunities, failures into successes, ensure that responsibilities are fulfilled, and enhance your capacity to lead. Today's podcast is with a first responder who is dedicated and committed. I have had the opportunity to work with her on a few projects, and I can tell you she is a kind-spirited, a lady of sophistication, and a lady who is on a mission to fulfill her destiny. I know that she is making an impact and working to help people who are in need. I am excited about this interview with a queen who walks with grace and leaves an impression that we all can make a difference. Let me share a little bit more about her background, and you will see how she is taking care of others and serves as a mentor for young people and helping them to strive for excellence. Charlene Harad, Old Wanana, has over 30 years of experience in healthcare, currently a professional licensed practical nurse with her Associate of Arts degree focusing on pediatric adult care, emergency department, school nursing, urgent care, ambulatory services, neurology, wound care, and hyperbaric oxygen therapy. She's the founder CEO of Nurses Hive, providing mentorship for youth in her city. Former president, founder, Black Nurses Rock, Baltimore, Maryland chapter, where she changed lives by educating the community in which she served. Despite all the challenges that her city has faced over the years, she returned to the neighborhood where she was raised 40 years ago to strengthen the healthcare system and show the community her commitment and dedication. She has managed to collaborate with top city leaders and educators, such as Baltimore City Mayor's Office, Baltimore City Police Department, and Baltimore City Fire Department, remaining busy in vulnerable communities doing what God intended her to be, a nurturing, caring, and inspiring nurse. She is an experienced professional and compassionate nurse. One of her favorite quotes is by former First Lady Michelle Obama. That is, and I quote, "One of the lessons that I grew up with was to always stay true to yourself and never let what somebody else says distract me from your goals. And so when I hear about negative and false attacks, I really don't invest any energy in them because I know who I am." I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back, I'll give my guest, Queen Charlene, an opportunity to share with our listening audience. As always, remember to check out my website at www.dressiespeaks.com, where you can find all my books about school transformation, school leadership, and so much more. In addition, you can check out my latest release, Women of Virtue, Walking in Excellence, another Amazon bestseller. I'll be right back.
Hello and welcome. This is Allison G. Daniels. I am so excited about my podcast, The Author's Lab. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m., where I will be providing powerful tips, tools, and techniques about writing. Hope to see you there.
Greetings. This is Dr. Essie McCoy, your podcast host of Dr. Essie Speaks Education. I am elated to bring you a weekly show where I discuss everything about education. That's right. What you want to know, what you don't know, and what you need to know will be aired each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Get ready, mark your calendars, and tune in to this show as we keep the pulse on education from an award-winning educator. Remember, once again, to tune in every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Welcome back to Dr. Effie Speaks Education, your podcast host, Dr. Effie McCoy. Today, as I shared, my special guest is, I call her Queen Charlene. First, let me say Happy New Year to you, and it is such an honor for me to have you as a guest today. Queen Charlene, congratulations on all of your success, and tell me, how are you doing?
Thank you, Dr. McCoy. This is Charlene Harrod Awomena, and I have just been blessed by God and His grace, and I am just so happy to have this opportunity to talk with you today.
Well, thank you, and once again, thank you for serving others and taking care of our fellow brothers and sisters, and I can tell you, your bio is quite impressive. And earlier, I mentioned that we had the pleasure of working together on a few projects, and the one thing that I know about you is that you have such a given heart. I mean, like a heart of gold. And I know that you continue to make a difference in the field of healthcare, helping people and working in these challenging times. So thank you for what you do. And I just want to have a conversation so that you can help others who may be listening today, or you might provide a word of advice or perhaps save somebody's life who is suffering during these times. And definitely thank you once again. So before we get started, is there anything else that you would like to share with the listening audience?
I just would like to thank you for allowing me to be in your circle and also to mentor me into the woman that I have become, because you lead by example and I am following behind you.
Oh, you are so gracious, and thank you so much. And you know what? I always say when I grow up, I'm going to be just like you. So thank you. I appreciate you. So before we get started with looking and digging deep down into your bio, just tell the listeners a little bit more about yourself, your experience, and what you have been up to lately, because I know you've been working really hard, helping to save lives and really trying to make a difference. So share with the listening audience everything that you've been doing lately.
Yes, and thank you, Dr. Effie. Yes, here lately, ever since COVID started really back in March of 2020, I have been working on the front line in one of Baltimore area hospitals, serving the community to the best of my abilities and my experience and expertise in healthcare. Currently, I am a clinical nurse lead, and what I do is I provide services for ambulatory services in West Baltimore, where we do a lot for the community. We provide masks for the community. We give them education on how to protect themselves and their loved ones. We also been working on getting patients to trust healthcare and come back into the office to see their providers. We also offer services through telemedicine and remote telemed for patients who aren't comfortable with coming out of their home right now, and still provide them the correct healthcare that they need in order for them to remain healthy. We also work closely with pharmacies so that the pharmacies could deliver the medicine to the patient's home, especially our most vulnerable community that we're working with, so that they can still continue to get their medicines and be able to, you know, keep themselves well. Ever since I went to work in West Baltimore community, I have been an advocate for healthcare. I work with several different organizations to provide free blood pressure machines and free glucometers for patients, so that when they do call a doctor for one of their telemedicines, that they could provide those numbers, which are very important, so that the doctor can also monitor their blood pressure and heart rate while they are in their homes. So with healthcare, we in the community and other healthcare providers that are on the front line, we are all trying to get over this hump with COVID and what's going on around the world, so that we can provide exceptional health for our patients that we serve.
definitely, once again, I say thank you. I cannot extend that to you sincerely, because I know that you are making a difference. You're working diligently. And we are so fortunate and so blessed to have people in the healthcare profession just like you. So thank you. Now, I know also you do a little bit with your business or in the community with beauty pageants and becoming the Queen Charlene that I call you. And I have an opportunity to work with young girls, high school students and students that are transitioning. And sometimes people may think that beauty is external. So talk a little bit about beauty being deeper than just the surface of what we see in a person and the internal beauty.
Well, thank you, Dr. Essie. I had the pleasure of being a part of the DMV pageantry over 2020, which was over the COVID season, and it was simply phenomenal. It was a little challenging because of the ordeal with COVID going on, but it was so amazing to be around a group of full-figured women who had so much talent. And another thing about pageants are not about, you know, all about the outside imagery. It's about what you have in your heart. It is about the goals you set for yourself. It's about the skills that you have to share with others. And this pageant was simply amazing. As a young girl, I always wanted to be in a pageant. But when you look back over the years of pageantry, you see a lot of thin people and they have these pretty gowns on. But I am here to tell you that this full-figured pageant was more than I could have ever experienced in my life. It was so rewarding, and it gave me the confidence to know that pageantry is for everyone.
Awesome. And you know what? When I see your photos out there, I am just in awe, because what you just said, you know, it is, beauty is more than just what we see externally. It is about your confidence, and you exude that confidence. So once again, congratulations to you. So I know that everyone has someone who inspired them. Tell us about who inspired you.
Okay, so I have two people that inspire me. My first was my mom, who passed away 36 years ago, who for those 15 years that I had the opportunity to share with my mom, taught me how to not only be a woman, but taught me how to be a victorious woman. She gave me all the attributes that I needed. And my second person that keeps me inspired is my youngest sister. Her name is Darnika Houston. I am here to tell you that I was so blessed with God's grace for him to allow me to raise my sister and allow her to give me the strength to do the things that I do today. And she really motivates me and keeps me on stable ground.
As you know, I continue to work with students and families, and we have students who are thinking about going into the healthcare profession. So tell us what got you started in everything that you're doing in healthcare, and tell us a little bit about, you know, your journey and maybe some advice for those students who are thinking about going into that field.
Okay, so for me, when I was 5 years old or 6 years old, I can still remember, you know, born and raised in Baltimore and going to University of Maryland. They had a clinic on Redwood Street, and I can remember it almost as if it was today. Me being a young child going to the doctor's office, and every time I would go to the doctor's office, I would never see any nurses who looked like me. So this particular time when I was going down at this clinic, it was this one African-American nurse there. I don't remember her name, but I can tell you she made a large impact on my life. Every time I would go down there to the clinic and one of the nurses would call me, I would sit there and play like I'm not there. My mom would say, well, come on. And I would say, no, I want the brown nurse to wait on me, the brown nurse. So from that day forth, I had it in my mind that I was going to grow up. And once I grew up, that I was going to be a doctor or a nurse, because that nurse really took the time to explain things to me, being scared to have injections, it's really, really, really difficult. But having a nurse that explains things to you before they happen is really, really amazing, and it makes the child experience at the doctor's change dramatically. So that was what made me want to become a nurse, or knew that I needed to be in healthcare. And as I grew older, I started off with cooking. From cooking, I went to computers. Then from computers, I went to nursing. So what I want to give to every person that is listening, when your child or just you in general, if you start off one place, trust and believe me, if you constantly change your profession, God is really going to place you where you are needed at that time. And that is why I went into healthcare. And what makes it so amazing about me in healthcare is I love what I do, and I would do it for free if I had to. And in some instances, I go around and check on my neighbors. And if they need any assistance, I offer my assistance as well.
Thank you. And I know, once again, that you continue to serve as a role model, and you having that mentor, that is so important. And that's what I convey to students and parents all the time. Parents, you know, if you have the resources or you know someone, connect your child to someone who can invest in them. I know as parents, we have to invest in our kids, but sometimes students look at others and they see something in others that they may not see in their parents, and they want to become just like them. And I leave this with what Queen Charlene said: start in one place and you will get to the place that you need. And I can tell you it shows, Charlene, in terms of your love for what you do. So thank you once again. So now tell me some of the challenges you have faced. How have you overcome those challenges?
Well, during COVID, a nurse entrepreneur, Michelle Rhodes Green, she decided that she wanted to do a collaboration with 45 nurses and for us to give our input on how we feel in our role. So for me, you know, everyone thinks that a nurse is strong. You know, we are so dependable. We are like the one of the number one professions that patients out here respect and depend on. And with that being said, I wrote a book because I want everyone to know it does not matter your sex, your religion, your ethnic background. It does not matter. Depression affects us all. So I wrote a book called A Silent Epidemic, Nursing and Depression. I am going to also form a seminar or some kind of workbook program to let nurses know that it's okay to say you're depressed. It's okay to go to your supervisor at work and let your supervisor know how you're doing. With this pandemic that we're dealing with something that no one ever imagined that would happen. And ironically, last year, which was 2020, was the year of the nurse and the midwife, which made it so evident to every nurse and every healthcare worker that in 2020 we knew that we were going to be faced with challenges, but we had no idea that we were going to be faced with a pandemic. So that was the reason why I based my chapter around A Silent Epidemic, Nursing and Depression, because that's something that nurses don't talk about.
Thank you, Charlene, for being so candid and just being so authentic and just letting us know. And I'm listening to you, and it's amazing how you took your challenge and you turned that into a lesson and a resource. So I look forward to reading that book, A Silent Epidemic, Nursing in Depression. Wow, that is powerful. Thank you for being honest about your plight and your journey. So now let's think about your greatest success. Tell us a little bit about successes you have experienced, or one of the greatest.
Well, I have served on many boards in Baltimore and the surrounding counties, and I have served on several committees. But the one committee or the one board that I have always dreamed of being on was the Maryland Board of Nursing, because I have a lot of input and I have a lot of respect for healthcare and nurses that I want to do what I can to support my fellow nurses. So I served on the CNA board for the Board of Nursing for 3.5 years, and I always wanted to be on the Board of Nursing. So what I did was I just stood my course. I served the Board of Nursing on the CNA committee, and lo and behold, 2020, the governor of Maryland appointed me to the Maryland Board of Nursing. So now I am a board member for the Maryland Board of Nursing, and I am here to tell you that the amount of experience that I have experienced over the last 2 months is out of this world, especially with the legislation that's going on right now. And although I did have an idea that nurses do go to these legislative hearings, I am now going to be able to attend some of these hearings to support our fellow nurses in Maryland.
Congratulations to you. That is pretty powerful and exciting. And I know that you're going to have a lot to offer. So congratulations once again. And also, I know that you continue to help people during these difficult times. And my company, Dr. Essie Speaks Educational Consultant, is about sharing resources to help others achieve their goals. And so tell us, what overall advice, resources would you provide to help others, to help them, especially during this time in our nation's history?
Right now, I am the president and CEO of Nurses Hive, which is spelled a little different than nurses, because what I wanted it to do was give kids a place to call of their own. So it's NURSZ, Nurses Hive, HIVE. It is a program that's geared to kids who are interested in a healthcare career, and also not to take away from the goals that kids have. But when you think of healthcare, you have to think of healthcare as a whole. Now, most people and kids think of healthcare as just nurses and doctors. No, we need accountants. We need educators. We need accounts payable people. We need security. So all of that is a part of the healthcare team. And if anyone would want their kid to get some firsthand information, I am available at all times. You can go on Facebook and go on Nurses Hive and send me a message. I will answer that message and reach out to you and your kid and get your kid the resources to have a mentor in the field that they're interested in, so that they can see if that's really what they want to do. Because sometimes we as adults really don't know a career until we put ourselves in that position. So with that being said, I am willing to mentor kids and find them a mentor so that they can make sure that that is a part of the career that they have chose. You know, most people tell kids about, I want you to get a job. Well, my focus to kids in the new 21st century is I want them to get a career. I don't want any kid to come out of school or go through school and think that they need a job. They need a career, first and foremost, something that they could be excited about.
And I am excited based on what you said. Kids need a career. And if they start thinking as they get ready to make that transition, then they will be set. And I definitely will connect some of the people I know with your program. So that is just fabulous. So I know you mentioned Nurses Hive in one vein in terms of how we can get in contact with you, but tell us other ways that we can contact you.
Okay. So my email address is awomana. Enterprise. It is OWUAMANA Enterprise, ENTERPRISE at Outlook.com. I'm also located on Facebook as Charlene Harrod Awomana. And also, you can get me on IG. It's called Womana underscore Enterprises. And on those sites, you can always reach out to me, and I'll be happy to respond.
Thank you, Queen Charlene, and thank you so much for being on my show today to share with the listeners. You are such an advocate in the healthcare profession. Once again, thank you for helping people, giving advice, sharing resources, and just being there to keep us healthy. Continue doing the great things that you're doing, and may God continue to guide and bless you. And I hope that 2021 brings you even more blessings and success. So thank you, and once again, you are a true inspiration.
Thank you, Dr. Essie. And this has been a wonderful opportunity for me to be able to share the wonderful things that I've done in the community and that I will continue to advocate for healthcare.
Thank you once again, Charlene. And as we know, education is hard work, but it is also heart work. Listeners, I hope that this has assisted you or someone you know in some capacity. Thank you for listening, and remember to visit my website at www.dressespeaks.com, where you can find all the links to my podcast, my social media platforms, books, and so much more. Join me each Sunday at 5:30 p.m. for Dr. Essie Speaks Education. Until then, be safe, be blessed, and make a positive difference in the lives of others.